Item number two is the BHS 2023 recommended budget presentation.
So, Matt.
Good afternoon, committee members. I will give a very brief overview of the budget. I know you've heard me give the similar overview last week, but the high-level summary is that our 2023 budget includes $234 million in total expenditures, $181 million in total revenues, and $53 million in anticipated tax levy. The budget anticipates the full closure of the mental health psychiatric facility on Watertown Plank Road and transition to care at Granite Hills in the Mental Health Emergency Center. We have included rate increases for community support program providers, community-based residential facilities, substance use disorder residential facilities, bridge housing facilities, and peer specialists in this year's budget to continue to combat the provider shortage and labor market issues we're seeing just about everywhere. So very happy to be presenting a balanced budget that is expanding services in CCS and community clinics and incorporating those rate increases that I just spoke to. Happy to answer any questions or go into any detail on any items you'd like more information on.
How is the current year trending, do you think?
The current year is trending about where we had anticipated it. We anticipated a pretty substantial draw from reserves in the budget. We're anticipating a slightly higher draw from reserves just due to the need to remain operational for another 3 months that was not anticipated in the budget. But once we can fully close the psychiatric hospital, we'll reach more of an equilibrium with our services, and we'll be out of that space where we're almost paying for two settings at once. Right now, we're reimbursing the Mental Health Emergency Center for startup costs and facility costs while we're still operating our existing emergency room, and that's what's necessitating the reserves, in addition to just the inefficiencies of running a hospital, a very now small hospital, in a very large facility on Watertown Plank Road.
And Kathy, you had something.
Well, Matt, this is really puny, but under the management and support services, it says impaneling request processed. I have no idea what that means.
That's a great question. And I will try my best to answer it. So impaneling requests are, it's a similar process to credentialing, but it's a verification of our third-party vendors' eligibility to provide services, their degree status, their background check, their other information related to provision of services. So that kind of in integrating them into the provider into our network.
Okay, and that comes out of management support services, not clinical disciplines.
Yeah, that's our contract team that manages that ever-increasing workflow.
Okay, thank you.
Also in the current budget, is there any, we used to call them cookie jars, any upside optimistic resource opportunities that, you know, a conservative budget person would ignore them, but a liberal budget person would probably, in the back of their mind, include them?
Yeah, great question. I think that there's a couple of variables that are really just hard to nail down at this point. The one that we always talk about is WMCR, our Wisconsin Medicaid cost report. We've added substantial WMCR funding to this budget above what our WMCR cost report payment was for fiscal year 21 related to our fiscal year 2020 cost report, but we believe it's a reasonable estimate with our increasing cost and increasing amount of services that are being provided. Could we have gone a little higher? maybe, but it's always very, very difficult to predict. So we try not to stretch that too far. Similarly, we are anticipating an average daily census of, I think, 15 at Granite Hills, and we really just don't know what that's going to look like. You know, we're basing that off of what we see in our psychiatric facility today for clients who are uninsured, who are IMD excluded, or have, you know, something like a Medicare exhausted bed day status, but that number could change pretty quickly, especially if there's something done at the state level that makes Medicaid enrollment harder or changes how folks are being enrolled in HMOs.
The only reason I ask is we've projected losses for several years in the past only to have happy surprises in the fall. And so it's almost like crying wolf. You know, one of these years the wolf's going to show up. And is this the year the wolf shows up?
Well, we're hoping the wolf doesn't show up. Another factor that's a little bit outside of our control is the fringe benefit rates for Milwaukee County. Those are given to us. They're budgeted centrally. We don't really have a lot of control over them or a lot of involvement in how fringe is budgeted. And it turns out that those are often pretty conservative estimates, too. So often we're told that you know, the county is on track to be on budget for most of the year, and then often in October or November, we're alerted that there's a multi-million-dollar surplus that the Behavioral Health Services Division will receive the benefit of. So that's part of that, and that WMCR issue I spoke to earlier are two of the major drivers behind that kind of uncertainty issue where we're you know, projecting at budget, and then we don't know until November or December that suddenly it's much, much more favorable. But it's within the realm of possibility that it could go in the other direction in one of these years. And I will have to work through that when and if that happens.
Okay. Any further questions? Thank you. Jody?